Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. Hi, Walter?
Yeah.
Hi, Walter, it's Jesse. Local
sports. Oh, shit.
Oh.
You were catching me getting in the shower. I'm not even dressed.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
I guess I did kind of know you were going to call me around 5. I just kind of crumbled that way.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
it is my fault.
Somebody have that reaction when I said who I was. So that was definitely
right?
Yeah.
I'm like literally turning down the water. The phone rings. I'm like, because it's just sitting on my armor either, on the vanity. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll answer it.
No. Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but did you have...
So I was talking to my brother and stuff about what you have, and I am going to buy it. So
okay.
There'll be a couple of questions I'm going to have for you. But
sure.
I am going to buy it, and I'm going to do it Monday. And I'm not yanking your chain or screwing you around. The reason I have to do it Monday is because I'm waiting on my next draw from this job. I don't want to get too tied up on cash, and
sure.
I know I'll have that draw by Monday.
Okay.
Throughout the day,
okay.
and even if I don't, I'll put it on a credit card. But I just
okay.
that's the general reason. I'm just kind of sitting on my hands because that's what it is.
Okay. Did you have any questions you wanted to ask now, or do you just kind of want to jump in the shower?
No, I know I'm going to have some. It's kind of funny. You get caught on the spot on the phone, and you're like, oh, shoot, what were those questions that I generated again? But most of the things that I want to learn about is basically how hard would it be to design the web page, things like that, and just some questions about what it would look like when people Google search me. Versus, you know, and the reason that I just kind of want to ask super direct kind of stuff like that is because I was sold by Angie's the notion that I would have twice the exposure. They ripped me off, essentially. I'm just going to come right out with it. Like a sucker, I bought a bad thing from somebody I shouldn't have over the telephone.
Right.
And I know that I need to have something that is like that, that is not the wrong program for me. And I know that ultimately I'll end up buying it from a guy on the phone, but also I just got bit.
I get it.
So I want to be careful. That's all I'm trying to do is be careful. But I also understand that you guys are in sales and that you can only sell so many positions to so many people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to let something pass me, and I don't want you to gain the impression that I'm wasting your time.
No, yeah.
Because I'm certainly not.
I can hear it in your voice. I mean, I don't feel that way at all. I get it with Angie's. It just, I mean, again, at the end of the day, they're a directory listing. You know, when people are looking for your services, they're going to Google. So what, the first question, when people search you, what will they see? Well, so when they search your business name, they'll see your company all over. So they'll see them on all the directory listings as well as Google, your Google business profile that will create, help you to generate some reviews, stuff like that. Your website will be attached your Google business profile. Now, with the website and designing it, they give a layout, and then you can send in photos if you don't. I mean, I'm sure you have photos of your work, but if you don't, then we can absolutely add stock photos until you get photos. You're always able to update the website at any given point. So you don't just have one website and that's it, right? You can absolutely update it at any given point. But the main thing about our services is people don't have to know your business name in order to find you. So
that's
just
the important part.
Yeah, absolutely. It's when they search for your keywords that you'll be popping up there on that first page. So that's really what's going to be beneficial. And then also the Facebook ads that are included. Essentially, when somebody looks for your services within your service area and then they go to their Facebook, your ad will be popping up there on their news feed. So I don't know.
That's the type of stuff that my brother was saying that I want to look for with the next marketing method that I use is getting those pop-ups generated and stuff like that. So based on what you're saying, this is the type of thing that I should have bought originally.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Angie's has good salespeople, you know, I guess that's all I can say. You know, and then they run a lot of commercials and stuff like that, so people think that they're all automatically, like, trustworthy, you know, but... I mean, it's just a little bit of research to find out that they're not, you know, I mean.
No, actually, once you call there with some grievances and some complaints, their demeanor, everything just changes instantly.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
You know, if you just look at their Better Business Bureau, they have over 3,000 complaints. You know, it's pretty wild. You know, you're definitely not the only person that is in the boat you're in. But if you can get out of it, that's the best thing you can do, you know?
Well, you know, and of course, I don't want to say this and scare you that I would do this to you. Well, actually, I'm a smart person. I would do whatever I have to do. That's not over the top or unethical or immoral. I'm not a dirty dog. But at the end of the day, if I felt like I've been duped, tricked, promised things that I haven't been getting, for instance, you know what I mean? Like, you guys go, we just typed in, we can't even find you on Angie's. So what am I paying for? You know what I mean?
Right.
And the fact that it's gotten super slow and I've gotten almost no responses for the last 2 months, it's because, that's why. They're probably, who knows what they're doing on their end, but they're playing funny games. I don't trust them or whatever. And as soon as you kind of come at them like that, they go from this type of conversation we're having to being unfriendly people real fast.
Yeah, right.
I during that conversation, I won't get downright, you know, very, very aggressive in trying to, you know, they're trying to sell me basically into their home advisor half of their divisionary stuff. And I'm like, I'm not really interested. And they got just over-the-top sales aggressive on it. And then I got mad, and I said, wait a minute. I signed a contract with you guys, and I wouldn't treat your members this way.
Yeah.
Because you don't see it as appropriate.
Right.
Like, high-pressure sales. Like, you guys send out a thing to three or four people saying, hey, here's this painter, and they send out three, and then they tell me this, you know how their shit works. Anyways.
Yeah. No, I understand.
And it's just super, immoral. It was just pretty, and I said, you know, if let's say I went and I met an Angie's member, and they, and I asked them, how many other people have come to take a look at this project? Oh, four, when there's only supposed to be three of us total, and that happened. They told me four, and there's only supposed to be three of us total.
Yeah,
how did they check with four others? And
right.
And then so they tricked me. So I got them on that. And then could you imagine if I sat and they enticed me to write them a proposal, I'd go home, spend 3 hours of my time researching, you know, the proper paints for the, you know what, anything that a contractor would do to create that bid, that proposal. That's a few hours worth of work. And then drive all the way back to Traverse City, go over the proposal with them, and then they tell you, oh, we chose another person. Now, you want to go and be a salesman painter, that will happen to you, and it'll happen to you a lot. It's part of business. It's okay. You have to be willing to roll with that. But what you do not do, right, is stand in there on their porch with your foot in their door, and say, I worked 3 hours for this. I don't charge people for doing estimates. You guys just caused me to drive 1 hour here, 1 hour home, write a 3 hour, if I did that, whined like a crybaby salesman because they didn't buy my product. If that customer were to call back to Andrews and say, you wouldn't believe how this guy that you guys certified treats people, they would instantly fire me or remove me from their program. So my thought is, well, why is there two standards? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you have this standard for me, and the way that I can't hide from it, then you can't do it to me. That's how we need contract. We're in a contract together. It's mutual binding. What's good for the goose? And they just went ballistic on me to where I had to cancel my, here, I'll tell you, this is why I can't buy it from you. It is Angie's fault. They went so ballistic on me. I'm like, well, I want out. They said, well, we're going to charge your debit card $1,200. I said, not right now. You're not. You do not have my permission for that. This was yesterday.
Yeah.
So then I have to call my financial place and say, hey, shut down my debit card.
Yeah.
Now you get it. Whether I get that draw on Monday or not, it's actually, I can't give you a debit card to draw out to start it.
Oh, okay.
To keep Angie from taking $1,200 from me that I don't recognize that they deserve until we do some negotiating.
Right.
Because they ripped me off.
They
put you... 3,000 other people.
Right. Well, I mean, from what I've heard, they put you in that contract, you know, and then they charge you a percentage that, you know, if you don't continue. But, I mean, you know, Walter, if you do sign up with a credit card, you can always change it to your debit card once you get it in. So you're able to do that, by the way.
Okay.
But with us, just know, it's always going to be month to month. So we never lock you in anything. It's only profitable for us as a business, and we wouldn't have been around for 18 years if we weren't actually getting people business. Because we work on a month-to-month basis. So, you know, we have over 10,000 clients that renew with us every month, not because they have to, but because they're getting jobs from Google. So,
I guess, that's an interesting point you make. The reason I'm still paying Angie's right now is because I have to. That's why I paid them last month, because I have to, because I got stuck in a contract.
Yeah.
If I wasn't stuck in a contract, I wouldn't be paying them anything because they're not getting the demographic, the calls that I'm getting, the hits, they're not right for me. So I'm paying them for nothing. Being that you guys have made it this far, 18 years, right, like you're saying, and people can just leave it and they're still there without being forced to still be there makes a difference. Because I think that if everybody that's in Angie's right now could just leave it without paying a fee, Angie would go bankrupt tomorrow, period.
Probably. I mean, most likely, that's true.
There's no way people feel good about it. I just went through it. There's no way that there are contractors, people like me, that like it. I don't understand how they could.
Well, and that's even with the home advisor, you know? It's like with home advisor, they don't put you in a contract, but that's how they make their money is by sending leads to, like, five people. So, you know, it's like even if somebody stays with them for just a month and they, you know, stay with them that whole month and they sent them, you know, 50 leads and then four or five other people that same 50 leads, I mean, imagine how much money they make off of that.
$30 a lead.
Yeah.
It's $30. You have to pay $30 to... Basically, if you want it, you pay $30 to open hand compete with five people.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's actually the low end. Like, I've heard of way worse than that. Like, you know, I've heard of people paying up to $150 for a lead, you know, depending on the industry. So,
The lead basing is it's a weird thing. I mean, obviously it works to an extent or it wouldn't exist, but it's a weird thing. It is a weird thing.
Yeah.
But also
yeah.
It's a weird thing, and of course I don't want to do it to you. It's like this, the lady with the home advisor type side of Angie's, she kept putting work into calling me and working it, think she's going to get a sale out of it. And eventually I just went with what I told you, $30, paying $30 to open hands compete with five other people in a small town like Boise. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then she ripped my ass for wasting her time so much. That's a no-no for a salesperson.
Yeah, I would never do that. I'm literally...
I called her manager.
4 years now, and I've never done that. And believe me, I had this one person one time. I talked to this guy for a long time because it was with the Google Guaranteed program. So the map section we have is it has exclusivity, right? There's only so many spots on there. But with Google Guaranteed, it's a lead generation service. I talked to this guy. I can't even tell you. I literally called this guy like 60 times, and over the period of like 4 months, and you know, and I don't know, it just didn't work out. But I would never call him and, like, you know, make a big deal out of it. You know, I mean, it's if he doesn't want to,
they don't buy. They don't buy.
You know? Yeah, right.
I think that if my attitude was willing to high pressure make somebody feel bad for not buying my painter service, I think they would sense that type of person off me as I got off my truck.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not the right vibe to even put out.
Yeah.
So here's where we're at. I like all the things that you're telling me about it. I feel like this is probably a little bit better for me. What's really got me is I'm not trapped in anything. Like,
yeah.
If I buy into this, I spend the $249, and then let's say a month later it didn't yield me anything or I didn't like it, I could turn around and say, I just will move on. Heck with it.
Right.
But I can't try with nothing. And being a startup company with no marketing, you can't do that. A person cannot do that.
At the end of the day.
You can, but you shouldn't.
Walter, this will still make your company established. So, you know, it's like we optimize you onto the first page and run the Facebook ads. That's what you're continuing to pay for. But the initial first month, getting your Google business profile, getting your directory listings, if you decide not to continue with us, that stuff doesn't just go away. That'll always be there. So, I mean, you'll still have some online presence on Google. You know, I mean, so that's always the best.
Which I need,
right?
Still.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, you'll always have that in the long run. So, you know, and with the website, if you ever decided that you didn't want to continue, it's just a $99 fee, a one-time fee for the domain name, and then we charge $49 for hosting. But, I mean, honestly, I've never seen anybody cancel on profit anyway. So, I really highly doubt that you'll be going anywhere.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm probably a definite on that. You can go ahead and consider that slot just taken up.
Okay.
And you know, again, just because of how shit's sitting for me today. Hey, I mean, I worked all the way until business hours were over. And I live out of town, so I'm not even near my credit union to get there to get the debit card turned on. I might get that done tomorrow, you know, because they're open Saturdays, but Monday morning, by the time, I don't know where you're at in the country, but you're probably out west somewhere, I would just assuming, I don't know. But,
no, we're in California.
Yeah, so you're 3 out. By the time you're up and running and going for the day, I will have already been to the bank and everything like that, because it's a 3 hour okay. difference, I think.
Yeah, no, then, so we get in here at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay. So, you know, especially once it's anywhere near noontime in Michigan, I will have already gone to the bank. I mean, I have to. I want to track down my draw check and all kinds of stuff. So once I get that, I'll actually be, my goal is to do all the banking at once Monday morning, say, deposit my draw check, and say, hey, I need a new debit card, because my credit union, they print them and produce the debit card right there on the spot.
Oh, that's so nice. Chase used to yeah, that's do kind that, of a cool they don't thing. Do that anymore.
No, yeah, mine does. I think it's $10 for the new card, but whatever. And I haven't generated a new debit card in like 2 years, and you should do that regularly anyways because of all the fraud out there.
I know, it's crazy. You know, and I really, I mean, that's why cybersecurity is becoming such a big business now. You know, there's just so much out there. I mean, you can't even plug your phone in to certain places anymore, you know.
No, nothing's
safe. It's so wild. It's just, you know, the cyber world is definitely a wild place for sure. But
it was
you know,
a real mind-opening thing, like when everybody went to the Olympics in Russia, that basically the instant you stepped up, swing your hat.
Oh, really? I didn't
yeah, there's a
that.
Whole bunch of, read some stuff about that, very interesting stuff, people that found very, very interesting, just asking different things on their cell phones right when they got to Russia.
Wow. Oh, that doesn't shock me, though, like, at all.
Nope.
I mean, you know, it's definitely not surprising. People can do a lot on the Internet. It's unfortunate.
First, you didn't say Russia, but China, when they went to China for the, it was China, but, yeah.
I mean, either place wouldn't surprise me. You know, China,
right,
Russia,
either place
you know.
Would surprise me. But no, yeah, the Beijing Olympics, everybody that from the United States that went to, the vast majority of the Americans that went to Beijing Olympics came back, so I got hacked.
Oh.
Like all of them, as soon as they got off, it was China that did it, not, it was the, crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I just want to help your business out. So whatever we can do to help your business out, let's do that. So do you want me to call you back at 10 then on Monday?
Yeah, call me when it's good for you on Monday, and I will
okay.
have that debit card ready for you. And if not, I'll figure out a different payment arrangement. We'll do it then, and then we'll just switch it for the next month or something.
Okay, okay, perfect. All right, Walter, well, it's been a pleasure, and I do hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Yep, thank you very much, and I look forward to talking to you more about this Monday. I think it's a pretty good development for me, so.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, talk soon.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.